SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline with the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Eyes on the prize, people. The best hour of your day is now officially underway. It is a Wednesday afternoon on the Sports Grid Network, the radio side of things. It's your boy Donnie Wrightside on a solo mission. Love to be here. Exciting times ahead. Big NFL week. Topics in college football that we're going to hit absolutely today. Joel Embiid, you need to hear my take on him getting suspended three games by the NFL and so much more. But I'd like to bring you guys always into the hot topics and the environments that go along sometimes in my life. Now, yesterday, of course, people were voting in mass yesterday. Typically for myself, and it's not a political ad, I'm not even going to get into politics per se at this point now, but we got to end the madness here. Throughout my life, I'm 47 years old. I voted in multiple, you know, presidential elections, primaries, you know, Senate, House seats. You get the point here. And typically every time I do that, and again, a presidential election, you're going to have more of a turnout, obviously, than any other time. Especially now in our, you know, polarizing political atmosphere. I live in the state of New Jersey. I waited over 3.5 hours yesterday, close to 4 hours in line to vote because of the new technology, quote unquote, that we like to add here in New Jersey with something on a presidential election. I've never waited more than maybe 5 to 10 minutes to vote, 4+ hours. And in my precinct or polling area yesterday, people were not getting out of the polls after 1:30 in the morning when they had gotten in line around 6 or 7 o'clock at night. Unconscionable, unacceptable. I don't know if anybody else had that problem yesterday with voting. It's typically very easy, but one of those days where I'm glad I had the day off on Tuesday. I don't know what working people do. If they tell you to get in line at 10 o'clock and you're out of there after 1 o'clock, or I'm going to go home after work and vote at 5 o'clock and end up getting home at 1:30 in the morning, that is absolutely ridiculous. Hurt my back yesterday, couldn't get any handicapping done, stayed up late to watch the conclusion of the election last night, woke up early, just did a 3-hour morning show. I'm raring to go, though. The energy certainly is high because we have so many great topics to talk about. The chat box is open, Sports Grid on demand, more and more people subscribing to our YouTube channel on a day-to-day basis. It's the best way to watch and listen if you want to get the best of both worlds. You can see my mug on there. Most days you're getting Kevin's ugly mug with mine on there. Mammoth in the chat box saying hello. He loves college football tonight. Western Michigan +2. Kent State, Ohio, over 52.5. Maction in action tonight. The people have stuff to gamble on. By the way, did I tell you yesterday? You guys were following along on my feed. You know, I was busy most of the day wasting time in line. But having said that, there was a soccer play yesterday with Christian Pulisic to have a shot on goal that cashed in at a +200 price on Bet365. Anybody else a little bit bored yesterday with no NBA action, not a ton of college basketball, you know, a little bit of college football? I needed something to keep the Jones going. And it was a +100, which was boosted to +200. And it was a fantastic way to get some cash yesterday. So I did enjoy that. But we're back on the hunt tonight. The NBA is in play. And you know what? I haven't checked yet. Let's do that right now. I was preoccupied, obviously, doing a live show. Let me log in to my FanDuel Sportsbook account. And let's see what we got cooking tonight with any boost. Because if the NBA is boosting out there, you know I'm probably going to have to get involved. Let's see, we've got a 25% boost here for hockey. Let me claim this no sweat parlay for Thursday night. I'll grab that token, 30% token there for Thursday night football. But I don't see any NBA boosts out here. So let's go over to our good friends at Bet365. Let's get the login button there. And let's pop in and see what's doing here. I do have a bonus bet that I can use from the previous Monday night football game, which I was able to cash in. But let's go to the front line here. All right, UEFA Champions League? Nah. Ooh, they got a good boost for tomorrow night, boys, ladies and gentlemen. Bengals and Ravens, $10 per touchdown. Absolutely love that one. An NBA boost tonight, 30%. I love the 50s, but I might have to get down on a little 30% action tonight. I always like to keep the people updated. And also, you guys know me. We are a social media show. I love to return fire and have fun there, but I also would love when people tip me off like, hey, DRS, did you see that boost on DraftKings? Did you see that boost on 365? Because for me, to be honest, it's really Bet365 primarily for me, FanDuel as well, which I like to get involved with. They gave me back my boost on FanDuel, so I'm loving that again. DraftKings, I'm trying to work my way up here, so I don't really focus all that much. But I know some people on my side out there at DraftKings, you know, a little VIP action. Sometimes you get to best a couple things here and all that good stuff. But anything that you see out there that you feel that we need to fire on, hit me up, man. At Rightside VP, you know, I'm the ultimate cheerleader. Nobody ever sends me a ticket over that I say, ooh, I hope you lose that ticket. I like to see what the people are on, what we're betting on, and what we can make money on together. So a full NBA slate tonight, some really good action. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But I don't see a ton, like the 50% really get my juices going. You want to give me an SGP or an SGP plus with 50% as a boost? I'm tuning in right away. We're firing all along. Just like yesterday in soccer, I don't know anything about it. I reached out to the people and multiple people getting back to me saying, you know what, DRS? That looks like something viable. That looks like something that we should be getting involved with. And it cashed in. And it cashed in early. The buzz hit right away. It's unbelievable. Bzz, bzz, bzz. That's what hits my watch. And they're like, ooh, something good going down. Now, as I told you many times before, when I'm out there walking my dog, I get the buzz because it says, hey, there's activity out here, not an actual win. Those are disappointing buzzes and updates to my watch. But yesterday, just getting that buzz in the afternoon, bang, got that winner yesterday. So I didn't technically bet or handicap yesterday, but I did bet on Bet365, ended up coming away with a victory. Absolutely love to see that. All right, let's get down to business. We got topics to hit. And I also want to get that fresh look at this Sunday slate coming up for us. It's a good one in the NFL, but even more importantly, maybe tomorrow night's football game. These are the ones we love. And you know me, Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays, we're in studio. Mondays and Thursdays, we do the primetime game. The entire game all the way through, betting. We've been having so much fun. It's been profitable. I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, we got juice. It is officially we got juice for Thursday night football. That game is 52.5. You got some two good sides to get after. You like touchdown props for quarterbacks? You got them tomorrow night. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. You want big-time wide receiver play? You got it tomorrow night. Zay Flowers, Ja'Marr Chase. You want some tight end action? Mike Gesicki. You know about Mike Gesicki. I've been telling you about him. Cashing tickets at +350 anytime. Touchdown scoring market last Sunday. He's involved in this game. Mark Andrews is involved. You want running backs? Chase Brown, bona fide starter in that backfield for the Cincinnati Bengals. And then you have Derrick Henry on the opposite side. Two defenses that can be had. And you know what's even better? How many times in the past 20 years have you watched professional football in November on the East Coast? What's that weather going to be? 35 degrees, windy, maybe some snow in the forecast, maybe some rain in the forecast. Tomorrow in Baltimore, the Charm City, Bengals-Ravens, 62 degrees. At kickoff, light winds, like barely any winds. Just a breath of wind and no precipitation in the forecast. We are going to be hammering. Mammoth Nose in the chat box here. You know I'm cooking it up. I 100% am cooking up some filthy stuff for tomorrow night. I can't wait for that game. I wish it was tonight. Tonight I'm going to get to bed early because I am exhausted, but never enough to stop bringing the energy to the people. Listening right now, SiriusXM Channel 159, to a solo mission from your boy DRS. The heat is on, as we like to say, and the hot topics will come through. I do want to talk some college football playoff rankings to see if everybody out there is in agreement of what we're about to get ourselves into. Each and every week in college football, we're getting elimination games like you will have. I had Joe Lisi on the early line with us just a few moments ago live on TV. It is an elimination game between LSU and Alabama. We're going to talk Joel Embiid. We're going to talk the trade deadline. We're going to talk Major League Baseball. Shohei Ohtani is going to be healthy enough for next year. It's all right here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Donnie Wrightside on a solo mission. This is Moneyline, and we'll be right back.
Bye. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, my back's paying for it today. It really is. Hey, standing up for your boy, 47 years old, for close to 4 hours. Never a good look for the back. Always. And again, most people out there listening, if you are in your 40s, you understand the pain. We just don't understand it younger in our lives. Like, man, how does my dad's knees always say they hurt? Why does his back always hurt? I feel great at this point right now. Trust me. Anything you do at this age right now, you are putting yourself in danger, which goes even if I sleep like on my stomach for like 5 minutes, my back just starts to fire up. It's got to be on the side a certain way, but the people understand that. But standing in line wasn't hard to do. Able to get through it yesterday. Beautiful day in New Jersey, by the way, so it wasn't too bad being outside with the polls. But there were other polls coming out yesterday, not just in the elections here for the United States. Those elections include the college football playoff rankings. Anybody surprised about what we got? And if you guys are out there and you know and you watch the shows and you listen to me, I'm telling you right now, it's a waste of time. But people still buy into it. Shout out my guy Akbar out there in the chat box yesterday. By the way, Akbar is one of those guys that pushed me over the top on Bet365 to take that Christian Pulisic anytime shot on goal, I guess is what it was called. And he nailed that in the first half. Fantastic. So shout out to my guy Akbar Mammoth in the chat box. You want to join along and listen and also watch and comment in the chat box? Sports Grid On Demand, hit the subscribe button, get in the chat box, say hello, have some fun. I know a lot of people were up late last night. It's not the greatest sports day overall. The NFL does get back into our lives tomorrow. We get that. But also at the same time, thanks for the support. JP's out there as well. Our do-it-all technician behind the scenes. Extraordinaire. All right, college football playoff rankings as of November 5th, which was yesterday. Oregon number one, a perfect 9-0 record. You're not going to get an argument out of me. They beat Ohio State straight up in a close game out in Oregon. They deserve the benefit of the doubt. Number two and number three, Ohio State and Georgia, two really good football teams. You know what? I don't even know if I can argue with that. And you know me, I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan. The Canes are 9-0. They sit at fourth. That's approximately where they should be. Because I honestly don't think Miami is as good as Georgia, Ohio State, or Oregon. Things can change. Cam Ward is spectacular. That offense can score on anybody. But there is major question marks. With number one, the talent that Miami has played this year, still a Power 5 conference. They're handling their business. They're getting credit for that, which is why they sit fourth in the college football playoff at 9-0. Cam Ward is sensational, on his way to a possible Heisman Trophy. But again, that defense is questionable. Behind Miami, three teams with one loss. That's Texas, Penn State, and Tennessee, 5-6-7. After that, two undefeated teams, Indiana at 9-0 and BYU at 8-0. After that, to close out the final three teams that would be in the college football playoff, if the season ended today, that's Notre Dame at 7-1. That's Alabama at 6-2. And Boise State at 7-1. Going to be interesting to see because, as we talked about, Alabama does play LSU, sits currently 15th in those rankings. That's going to change. Alabama picks up a win, they'll probably move up even higher. Alabama loses, they'll probably be de facto eliminated out of getting into the top 12, as we probably see. But then LSU would get the boost at being 7-2, and they'd probably move into the top 12. So a lot still to be decided, no doubt about it here. But I don't come away with these shows and get angry. The only thing I come away with the shows are they're angry that they're actually on. Now, I actually don't mind them this year as I did to the past. Because when you had only a top four, let's say, right? What was the point? You know, like, okay, well, you got the top four and they would just sit a team 5 and 6 and they would switch out 5 and 6 over the next couple weeks and maybe slide 4 back down to 5, only to put 5 back into 4 on the final week. It was more of a made-for-TV. I don't really mind this because the arguments are going to come similar, guys, to what we've seen in the past. There's always a, hey, if you have the top 4, well, who's going to be 5? You have the top 2, well, who's going to be 3? You have the top 12, well, that's not fair. They let the 13th team out. You're going to get those arguments, but just not at a more, you know, voracious, per se, thought process. Like, it's unbelievable. I can't believe it. The best team in the country is getting left out. That's not going to be the case at the 13th team, which right now, if the season ended today, would be SMU at an 8-1 number. SMU is interesting because they got a winnable schedule and they are going to take on the Miami Hurricanes if they can win out in the regular season in the ACC championship game. So if they run the table, they'll be in SMU. Boise State, as we're tracking with Ashton Gentry, as their superstar running back trying to win a Heisman Trophy. If the season ended today,
Boise State would be in the college football playoff. Some other big names out there hovering around. Clemson really messed up last week by losing to Louisville, and consequentially, they're 22 and 23, respectively. Ole Miss sitting at 7-2 with a big game this weekend, sitting at 16th. That could be an elimination for Ole Miss in that one. Iowa State, who lost last week in epic fashion, they're now 7-1. Pittsburgh, who was rolling along at 7-0, got absolutely crushed last week and now dropped to 7-1 and sit at the 18th spot. So once again, we're not too, you know, upset per se about the standings itself. Some things that guys could move up, but always in the past, the lean towards really in the college football was, well, if you have an undefeated, you can't really bounce them for a team with one loss. Now, things started to change last year when Florida State was rightfully so bounced because they clearly, being undefeated, were nowhere near being anywhere near the top of the standings without their quarterback. And they're proof right this year. Florida State just might be the worst Division I football team out there. They might win one single game this year the entire way through. So the Keaton committee was absolutely right to kick them out of the college football playoff, and they proved everybody right with the bowl game they had, which they got embarrassed, and they're an embarrassing team all the way through this season. But Oregon, for me, tops, no problem. Ohio State, Georgia right behind them. I do think Ohio State eventually is going to take down Oregon, but Oregon regardless. Run the table in the Big Ten, take a loss in the Big Ten championship game, they still wind up in play in the national championship picture here. So I don't mind that at all. But if we are looking, by the way, and you know me, I like pageantry. I like pomp. I like circumstances. I love home field advantage. And if we are lining up who we're going to get in the college football playoff, those first round games are going to be so much fun. If the season once again ended today, we know it doesn't. Ohio State would host Boise State. It's okay. Put a game at Ohio State. Should be fun. Ginty's the tailback. Maybe he can run it up on Ohio State. See what happens. But then you get to Texas and Alabama, hosted in Texas. Unbelievable college atmosphere once again in the SEC for a rematch rivalry there. Penn State at home in December to take on Notre Dame in Happy Valley in a whiteout situation. Absolutely, positively phenomenal. Tennessee taking on Indiana. Rocky Top in December hosting a playoff game in Knoxville. Absolutely fantastic theater. The only thing that ruins that the following week, they go to meaningless bowl games located all over the United States. Completely whack. Keep these home games through the higher seeds all the way through. I'm Donnie Wrightside. I'll be right back. This is Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't look now, people. The NFL gets back into our lives tomorrow night live on the field. Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. You know what? I was going to talk a little bit about some other teams in the NFL, but why don't we just hit that game right now? Because the electricity is in the air. I wish the game was tonight. We didn't have any NBA action last night. Watched the election as it played out. Now we're back to business this morning. And again, I'm exhausted. We're fighting it right now. As you guys know, I fast. I don't have any caffeine in me. I haven't had it for over a year. So I'm getting by on natural vibes from the people out there listening, the chat box out here, and just the sports landscape in general. And tomorrow's, you know what? I may be able to stay up again till 3:30 again tonight to watch things play out. Because the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow, I need to get down to business. We need to get working on this game. This line currently sits at the FanDuel Sportsbook, a -6.5 price towards the Baltimore Ravens, and I do agree with that. The total in this game is glorious. It's 52.5. I absolutely love that. I just told you the weather conditions tomorrow night between the Bengals and the Ravens is sensational. It's 62 degrees at kickoff. There's no precipitation in the forecast, which sets up for some lightning round action. Now let's take a look at the depth charts on both of these teams, right? Let me just bring that up right now. Let's go over here, take a look. Okay. NFL, let's see, where are you at NFL? Starting lineups, there we go. Okay, so for tomorrow night's game, two quarterbacks that we look at first off the bat. It's Joe Burrow and it's Lamar Jackson. Both of these guys lighting it up this season. Touchdown passes, you want it. Touchdown passes, you got. Yardage per game, you want. Yardage per game, you got. completions, wide receivers, you name it. But starting with the quarterbacks, what's not to like about it? What are you not going to take? You're going to say Joe Burrow can't throw for 260 yards tomorrow night? Lamar Jackson around that 230 price? Both should be able to climb that number. You know where I like to get down to. Primarily, it's in the markets of, yeah, touchdown passes over 1.5. Let me just get some updated numbers here on what we're looking at tomorrow with that. So we'll go with passing touchdowns. Take a look at a couple outlets. Let's go through Bet365. I'm just setting this up on the fly as we go so we get some accurate information. We'll pull numbers from FanDuel, and we'll pull numbers from Bet365 just to go to the side-by-side analysis with that. All right, for Lamar Jackson tomorrow at Bet365, over 1.5 touchdowns at a minus 115 price. At FanDuel, that's at a minus 120 price. So advantage Bet365. Am I betting these just yet, guys? No. We're talking it out on the air to see exactly how we can make it through and start to set the table. Joe Burrow, who I do think is going to lose this game, you guys know me. Loved him last week. My best bet on Pro Football Today on Sunday was Joe Burrow over 1.5 touchdown passes. Ended up with 5, technically 6, I believe, because he threw a touchdown pass to the other team on a pick 6. Wonderful day, fantastic, love to see it. He's a little bit more expensive, and rightfully so. Minus 145 for 2 touchdown passes on Bet365, minus 146 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. So, you know, concocting some of this stuff, they're favored on both sides. Sometimes I like to see it a little bit lighter. Like, let's just say Lamar Jackson was over 1.5 at a plus 115 price. Be a little bit easier to take a same game parlay and alt it down to 1. I don't think we're going to be able to do that here. Joe Burrow, over 1.5, as we said, at minus 145. That would be really expensive to take 1 touchdown pass, probably in the range of like a minus 700 or a minus 800 at this point. But we will be factoring quarterbacks tomorrow. Make no mistake about it. But let's keep going down the list because everything seems enticing for tomorrow. And start with defenses, technically, that aren't great. Let me go over here and take a look at Pro Football Focus for a second here. See where some of these teams are lined up because I want to get some statistical information. Let's see. Okay. Updated, and we'll go to defenses here. And we don't have to go over the numbers itself, but just like where some of the ranks come in as top defenses. So let me scroll down. The Baltimore Ravens overall on defense, 70 is top 10, actually, if we're going on Pro Football Focus in the NFL. Run defense has been spectacular. Pass coverage, little bit lacking, which is great. That's the angle we certainly want to play with Joe Burrow and those wide receivers. Now, as we slide it down, to try to find out where Cincinnati's defense, again, just told you the Baltimore Ravens were listed 9th. Cincinnati is 15th. It's right around midway. What do they struggle with mostly? Looks like tackling as a perspective. So we don't have 2 lockdown defenses per se in the secondary, which is what we're going to like. Are you going to take Yoshivash at wide receiver? Probably not. Irwin? Probably not. But Mike Gesicki has a tight end who's now up into the high 40s for his receiving number when you know we were digging on him around 25 and a half last weekend. If we line him up across the board, 47 and a half to 48 and a half. Let's keep the mojo going with Thursday Night Football and continue to go down this roster. I'm Donnie Wrightside, and I love handicapping right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. Thursday Night Football. I am so ready for this game. I want to play right now. I got Roush left in me if they need it for tomorrow night because I think we're getting points. Now, does that necessarily say, hey, DRS, you're going to go out there and bet the over 52 right now? Not necessarily. You know me, I'm not really a side better all that much, but I have started to play lately into my parlays some money lines. And I'm telling you right now, Baltimore's not losing that game tomorrow night. But Donnie, they lost to the Cleveland Browns. I understand that. It happens in the NFL. Short work week. T. Higgins isn't coming back to Cincinnati to give you that 1-2 punch at wideout. Ja'Marr Chase is going to have a decent game because he's a great wide receiver. So is Joe Burrow. And maybe even Chase Brown against a very good front 7 can get some yards. Why? Because he's the only game in town for them in the backfield. Don't care that they traded for a backup running back from the Chicago Bears. This is Chase Brown's show the rest of the way to show what he can do. But it's not a great offensive line for the Cincinnati. So Joe Burrow is going to be under duress for the majority of this game. But just continually to move forward.
Let's look at the pass catchers for tomorrow night. And we're going to handicap this again tomorrow, but this tells you how excited I am that we're going to be able to build some of these parlays and bet some of these things. And if you're cooking up stuff out there, again, we are a interactive show, and I'm an interactive host. At RightsideVP on Twitter, you know me. If you're first listening, I give those tickets out. I put them up there exactly where I got them, when I got them, in-game. I live for the people. I like to live vicariously saying, you know what? I hope some people tail this and won some money. But also, I love to see the tickets back, whether or not they're the tickets that I gave out in the plays or what you had and how they won. I love to see that. I really do. Jamar Chase, here's the discrepancy. Here's why you guys need to be shopping around. Bet 365 right now on Jamar Chase for tomorrow night. 83.5 is his total. That's a pretty rich number. Only a few wide receivers even reach those pinnacles of being that high. Justin Jefferson comes into it and usually gets over that every time he needs it. But only 78.5 currently sitting at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now. If you like those B options for tomorrow, Rashad Bateman, 29.5 and 28.5 receiving yards, respectively, between Bet365 and FanDuel. Mark Andrews tomorrow night, 43.5 and 42.5, respectively. Mike Gesicki, as I told you last week, I really liked him. Plus 350 ticket, cash out on a touchdown, but never in a million years, guys, that I think he's going 5 catches, 100 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That was silly season last week. But it happened. He's no longer in that 25.5, 27.5, 31.5. He's a 47.5 and a 48.5 number on his receiving props for tomorrow. I still think he probably gets over it, though. I do. Because there's not a lot of options that are great here at the wide receiver slash tight end position for the Cincinnati Bengals. If we're taking a look at Knicks matching here, Deontay Johnson, look at that. I know he's trying to ingrain himself, but Deontay Johnson is 21.5 for his receiving prop tomorrow against a bad Cincinnati team. Zay Flowers, who is the bell cow for that team for the Baltimore Ravens in a very distinct offense, which he is the number one, but there are a lot of mouths to feed. Like just looking at the starting lineup tomorrow night, right? In 12 personnel. Or should I say 11 personnel, one tight end? Bateman, Flowers, and Aguilar. So we're hoping that Deontay Johnson can, you know, sort of crack in at that point, right? 21.5 is a catch and a half, right? You figure he can get 2 catches, he probably hits that. But I can't just go up against, say, Flowers and say, that's the guy that I'm going to try to look secondarily. He's really good, and that number is right in that direction. Because if we're getting 52 points, and I do think that the Baltimore Ravens win, they're probably scoring a minimum of 4 touchdowns. Do you think he can get one? Do you think he can be a lead back? Yes. But also, Pro Football Focus's number one quarterback here, rated, it's Lamar Jackson. Pro Football Focus's number one running back rated, it's Derrick Henry. And Andrews has been coming on like wildfire lately. Back to that tight end we always knew that we can trust coming into the game. So you know how I like to get down. He's listed at 43.5. And just thinking out loud right now on this, right? He's probably going to be in one of those alt parlays for me at least 25 yards. He should be able to get that. The guess is trying to not outsmart yourself. Now, did I do that a little bit on Monday night with my parlay? I think it was 5 legs. 4 of those legs came from Kansas City. They all won. The only one I lost was Bucky Irving by 16 yards. But I figured that with that offense for Tampa Bay and how banged up and injured Tampa Bay was, he had to get those rushing and receiving, but it just didn't work out in my favor. And quite frankly, no running backs on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers worked out in that fashion. You try to avoid that. Like if I ask you simple questions like, do you think Jamar Chase can get 50 yards? You'd probably say yes. But even I lost a parlay last week with Jamar Chase when he only scored 43 yards in his last game against Vegas. I thought he would be a key point in that game. Also thought he would score and didn't. Like everybody else was running roughshod. But I did have Gesicki in that game. I did have Brown that scored touchdowns. Just missed out on Jamar Chase. But that's the type of mindset now because you have to understand, yeah, you like guys to go over totals. But even with some of these parlays, which I know people say, parlays, they're always one leg's going to lose, rightfully so. But I do think you can give yourself mathematical advantages if they're boosting you up 30 to 50% on those by saying, like, if I built something today, right? And I don't know what the price points is, and it's probably a little bit off. But if we came into tomorrow and said, give me something, Donnie, that I can look at and say, with comfortable numbers, this can win. Like, 1 touchdown pass from Lamar, 1 touchdown pass by Joe Burrow, 25 yards receiving by Mark Andrews, and 50 by Jamar Chase. That puts you in the ballgame right there, right? Without even stressing, saying, I'm always going to be in that, and I would be shocked if I lose. Now, granted, in the NFL, there are a lot of injuries that blow up parlays. We get that. I had one blow up me on this Sunday with Chris Olave. One catch for 13 yards in the first quarter. Why didn't he catch any more? I'm driving home from the studio. What's going on? Is he not involved in the offense? Yeah, he got a hospital ball thrown to him by Derek Carr, which may have ended his season, if not career, with the second concussion so close together. That happens. We know that. But buying low on some of these numbers and using the boost in your favor, that's really a game changer, which we didn't see 10 years ago when you're just trying to bet sides and totals and maybe a team total if you were lucky out there. But from those receiving props, there's a lot of different ways to take a look. Now, let's get to the rushing props because you got two Bell Cow, tailbacks in this game. Let me just see if I can find these rushing yards. There we go. Derrick Henry on Bet365, 93.5 is his number. FanDuel currently sits 3 yards less at 90.5. Still astronomical numbers. But if I ask the common bettor out there, and I say, I have a free bet for you. Are you going over 90 or under 90 on Derrick Henry Thursday night against Cincinnati? Most people probably say over, right? And it makes sense. That defense can be had on the ground. Arguably the best running back in the game right now is Derrick Henry. That should work out. Lamar Jackson, you're not getting any cheapies here with him tomorrow night either. He's listed at a 50.5 total on Bet365 for his rushing prop, 49.5 on FanDuel. Joe Burrow, if you think he's running for his life against a solid front seven and a bad offensive line that he has, he's listed at about 8.5 here. Looks like that's coming through at FanDuel as the lowest price. Chase Brown's an interesting one because I sort of get nervous sometimes. He's a quality running back. He can hit 100 yards. We get that. But with an offensive line that's not that great against a powerful defensive front in a game, I do think the way you attack the Baltimore Ravens is not on the ground through the air. I would be leaning that situation saying, you know what? Why don't we just stay away at this point from him? And rightfully so. So I like what's going on out here right now. I think tomorrow is going to be very profitable. Now, could we get a surprise as T. Higgins back in? I don't think that's happening. On a short work week on a Thursday, hasn't practiced just yet. Travel day today, headed tomorrow. But we do have some really, really good weather conditions that we can certainly pay attention to. All right, let's start to transition over. Because the trade deadline was yesterday. And there were some big deals that went down in the NFL. I think if I had to look and say, Donnie, what were your best two deals that went down in the NFL? Marshon Lattimore going to the Commanders. I think that fits like a glove. That's a good football team. They got 7 wins here. They're a little bit leaky on the defense on the back end. You get a Pro Bowl caliber cornerback. I understand he's dealing with a little bit of a hamstring injury. But is that more hamstring injury or... is that more I play for the Saints and I'm waiting to get out of town? A la Davante Adams, who wanted to get out of town from Vegas until he got to New York City. Then all of a sudden he felt raring and ready to go. The second one is Za'Darius Smith. Heads over to my Detroit Lions. Guys, they're winning the NFC. Are you already on board? I put out my tickets. I'm all aboard Detroit, baby. It's Donnie Right Side Radio on the Sports Grid Network, and I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Shout out to everybody listening and having fun here with me on Moneyline on a Wednesday solo mission midweek here post-election, waiting for the NFL to get back on our lives tomorrow night. Little Maction action tonight, as well as the NBA. It does have some pretty good games on the hard court and also college basketball. You know me with college basketball. Not going to get too many mentions from me until we head down and wind down in football season, which is really in January. I already have Ken Palm. I get it every single year. It's an absolutely fantastic website. You just have to learn some of the statistics and what fits your eye line. Like, Donnie, where do you get those numbers from? Well, when you go to FanGraphs, there are 3 trillion statistics to look at. Sometimes it's trial and error of what you like. Same thing with KenPom. A lot of analytics here, a lot of things that catch your eye, a lot of things that are meaningless to me. But when you find the statistics that work for you to sort of make it through that quagmire of all those numbers, you'll work out for you and you'll be able to say to yourself, you know what? I'm pretty confident in betting these games. But that only comes from 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games into conference play, which leaves me with a very short window to make money in college basketball of basically a month out of, what, 4 or 5 months that they play. But we're talking NFL here on a Wednesday, getting caught up with the people. seasonal awards, which includes the MVP. Boy, it's been topsy-turvy. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, rinse and repeat. Those three guys are top three right now, at least on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Lamar's at a 3-1 price, tied identically with Josh Allen's 3-1 price. Patrick Mahomes plus 450, Goff 8-1, Jaden Daniels 8-1, and Jalen Hurts at 16-1. So the top five at basically 10-1 or less, Daniels, Goff, Mahomes, Allen, and Lamar Jackson. But I want to focus on who actually has a legitimate chance to win this. Because you know me, more of content side of it, I'm a Russell Wilson guy because I said he was the better quarterback than Justin Fields. He should get in there. Their offense will be better. I've been proven right so far. Now, they start to play better teams over the next 2 weeks, which includes the Washington Commanders. But they made some pretty shrewd moves. You get Mike Williams at wide receiver to help out. You had another pass rusher, which I don't even know if you needed one, but you can't have too many of them. I think that helps out. But he sits at a 400-1 ticket, and I bet $25 on that, and it's still available at 400-1. $10,000 is the payoff from $25 for Russell Wilson to win MVP. Is it an extreme long shot? Yes, it is. But I want to see if he can put some wins together and see how low that number can actually go. Or does it just get taken off the board because it's a useless bet here? I thought it was perfect to ride that out and watch it as it goes over the next couple weeks to see if it does move up. But not certainly in the realm of Lamar Jackson. It's been nothing short of sensational this season, trying to win his third regular season MVP in the NFL. You know me. I love myself some Josh Allen. That offense is perfect right now, and he's the perfect quarterback for it. He'll do a lot of damage. Patrick Mahomes, all he does is win, 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 no matter what, every week. That's why he's plus 450. That's why he's hanging around. Not because of the statistics that he's pointing out, but just simply because of the actual winning. Now, granted, his statistics, which include touchdown passes, are getting better on a week-to-week basis. There's no question about that. He is going to be a factor in the end of it because if they try to succeed in an undefeated regular season, he's your automatic MVP. Now, granted, we've talked about this multiple times. You're looking at the Kansas City Chiefs and saying, where are those slip-up spots on the schedule? That's going to come at Buffalo, and that's going to come at Pittsburgh here, the two tough road games. But we've seen so many games that you can argue a perfect Kansas City Chiefs team should be hovering close to 500 as opposed to unbeaten here. But that's the NFL. You can't take the wings away. We understand sometimes it's the bounce of a ball. You do have to get breaks, and Kansas City has been good and has been getting the breaks. But who is legit? Like, can Jared Goff sneak into that MVP race? Donnie, what do you mean sneak in? He's top four already. But are we really buying into Jared Goff? You know I'm buying into the Lions. You follow me on my timeline at Right Side VP. I put out, what, 12 tickets, 10 tickets on Detroit? Not huge ones, between 10 and 50 bucks. Lining them up at close to 3-1 prices on just about every single one of those, which are no longer there now because they handled easily beating the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay. So now setting up that division, they have home games against the Packers. They have home games against the Minnesota Vikings, who they've already taken care of business with on the road. Love that team. But is Jared Goff legitimate? Because they eat a lot on the ground. And I understand Jared Goff has had some games where he's not even throwing incomplete passes and routinely throwing it like 85% clips here on percentages for completions. He throws a ton of touchdowns and limits his interceptions. But is he ever going to get that ticket where it's like, okay, I'm throwing routinely for 300 yards per week and three touchdowns? Because Gibbs is sensational. Montgomery is sensational in that backfield. I like Jared Goff, but I've got to be honest. Yes, I'm rooting on him because the better he plays, the better my ticket looks for the Detroit Lions on going to the Super Bowl. But I don't know. Like, I would rather bet on Lamar Jackson at a 3-1 price, at Josh Allen on a 3-1 price, at Patrick Mahomes at a plus 450, maybe even Jaden Daniels at the same price point that Jared Goff is at 8-1. Because I'm just looking at sometimes these guys have to carry their teams, right? And it's almost not fair to put him in there. And I called it earlier in the week when I was talking to Kevin. It's like it really feels like we're going to Brock Purdy Jared Goff because it's not him actually making the plays. It's Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator, and all the talent around them. You just need Jared Goff to play point guard, not excel or do anything more. That's unfair. You are a dome team. You went on the road against a very good Green Bay Packers team, handled your business through a touchdown pass, and damn near completed every pass you had, it felt like. I love to see that. I just don't know if Jared Goff would get my money as opposed to, again, that top five. If you ranked it in order, it probably would be Lamar, Patrick, Josh, Jaden, then Goff for me. And you can't say, well, Donnie's just a hater. I love the Lions. The Lions are good. Say, Detroit, if you are listening right now, you are going to the Super Bowl. Granted, long way to go. Injuries happen. Barring anything catastrophic, which you already had one, and my guy Aiden on the line. Come on now, Hutch Dog was set to sack 20 dudes this year. He really was. But I just don't know if I'd be putting my money in Jared Goff. You know me, I'm an Eagles fan. Jalen Hurts has been spectacular the past couple weeks, limiting as many passes as he usually will take or like to take. Completion percentage going up, not turning the football over, and running like wild, looking like he's the Jalen Hurts of a couple years ago with that mobility back. I'd rather bet on Jalen Hurts than Jared Goff. Now you start to get a little bit tricky. Joe Burrow, more talent than Jared Goff in the passing game? Of course he does, but the team stinks here. And that's got to be a slight penalty. Well, Donnie, he doesn't play defense. I don't care. You're the quarterback. Same thing with the starting pitcher. Wins and losses, man. Sometimes that's what matters here. But that MVP market, looks like that top three is going to be really hard to break between Jackson, Allen, and Mahomes. One more segment to go. Let's keep it rolling right here on Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cash rules everything around. Some buy or sell get the money. Every morning. Dollar bill, yo. The early line right here on the Sports Grid Network. Fun topics, debatable back and forth. One of those was a buy or sell today. Chiefs are not one of the best three teams in the NFL. Sounds kind of shocking, doesn't it? Like, you idiots. What kind of question is that? But when you think about it, to me, with the record that the Chiefs have, I technically, you know, sell that thought process, right? I don't buy it because I do think the Kansas City Chiefs are really good. But I got to be honest with you. The way it sets up when you see the odds market, right, like to win the Super Bowl, it's right that the Kansas City Chiefs, to be honest, do have the best numbers to do that. They're at a plus 420 price to win the Super Bowl, followed by the Lions at plus 480, the Ravens at plus 650. That's the top three. Bills plus 850 and San Francisco 10-1. So five teams at 10-1 or less. Just outside of that is the Philadelphia Eagles at 12-1. But here's what you have to factor in. Like, I do believe, like, if the Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs played in front of no fans on a neutral site, the Detroit Lions would really give it to them. And I think the Baltimore Ravens would as well. But we've seen this story play out before. Last year, the Buffalo Bills were supposed to give it to the Kansas City Chiefs in the divisional round of the playoff. Chiefs went on the road and beat the Bills. And then it was, all right, that's fine. They played a good football game, but the Chiefs' season ends today in Baltimore in the AFC Championship game. And as we know, that didn't happen. The Baltimore Ravens played one of the worst game scripts you can ever have and watch it play out in front of my eyes. I was astonished, and they lost. But the one thing we have to agree upon is I don't think the Chiefs are the most talented team. Their defense works well. Their offensive line is solid, particularly from guard, center, guard. The tackles struggle a little bit. But Kelce, when he gets it together, has been playing much better lately. He's one of the best tight ends in football. Serviceable wide receivers now that you have DeAndre Hopkins. Sidney Rice not coming back this year. That's a blow to them. We get it. Young player and Worthy hasn't shown up yet this year. I mean, what's he waiting on? And you do have competent running backs. And also, once you get back Isaiah Pacheco, that's going to help out. But the reason why they're a plus 420 price is you have to get to the Super Bowl if you want to win it. Like, just simple thoughts. You can't get knocked out in round number one and win the Super Bowl, right? It's easy. It's paint by numbers. Simplicity. But the fact of the matter is the Kansas City Chiefs are unbeaten right now. And I'm pulling up their actual schedule itself because I've talked about it before. There's two spots on that schedule where they can really get tripped up with an effective loss. Quite frankly, they probably already should have some losses, but they don't. They're unbeaten. They're perfect. They're 8-0. Broncos game in the division, I don't think they lose that this week. But then they go on the road to the Buffalo Bills November 17th. That's a tough spot. Fast forward all the way to Christmas Day. They're going to be on a holiday in Pittsburgh on the road. And Pittsburgh probably fighting for either A, the playoffs, B, to win their division, or C, just trying to improve their seeding. Those are two tough tripped up spots. But the reason I bring those up is, let's just say they lose them both. They're probably still going to be the AFC's number one overall seed, which means you are going to have to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead in order to advance. Divisional round home after a bye, number one seed, right? AFC Championship game at home, and then obviously the Super Bowl is a neutral site.
Broncos game, I'm going to call that a win. They play the Bills. Let's call it a loss. Let's say they get their loss out of the way with the Bills game. They then have the Panthers again the following week. They're going to win that. They have the Raiders at home. They're going to win that easy. They have the Chargers, who I do like a lot as an opponent with Jim Harbaugh. But where's that game at? It's in Kansas City. On the Browns against a mess team they've already given up. That's going to be a victory. The Texans, good football team. They'll probably be completely healthy with Nico Collins back. But that game in mid-December, that's at home at Arrowhead. At the Steelers I told you about. And then that final game of the season is at the Broncos. We'll see where the Broncos at. Good chance that they might need that game to get into the playoffs. And also the Kansas City Chiefs might need that game to stay as the number one overall seed. There's a lot of football coming through, but that buy or sell question, the Chiefs are not one of the best teams in football buy or sell. I did sell that because the way you play football isn't, let's stroll it up on a Saturday afternoon somewhere and just play at any field. No, you're playing home games. You're playing away games. If you're the best team in the AFC, you will play all of your playoff games, depending on how far you advance, at home. The Detroit Lions, I love them. Like, they are sensational. Right now, I have them being better. But can you argue that the Ravens are better than the Kansas City Chiefs? They already beat them, right? You can't really argue that at that point here. Now, they'll have a chance to settle on the field with the Buffalo Bills. But for me, the best team in the NFL is the Detroit Lions. The Chiefs are close by because if we are looking at the Detroit Lions, who did go outdoors in a rainstorm in Green Bay and picked up that victory, which showed a lot, they have one more outdoor game the rest of the way. So if they clinch the NFC's top seed, they're playing a total of two games outdoors this year. As a dome team, that's a big advantage. Home in Detroit for the playoff. Super Bowl is going to be in New Orleans. Advantage Detroit Lions. Oh, I love them. They guys will be tough. Nick Priestley, Sports Grid, all the way throughout the afternoon, kicking it off. I'm Donnie Wrightside for JP Behind the Wheels of Steel. I'll see you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.